This is Peter Rosenberger, and this is A Minute for Caregivers. Saying Happy New Year every January 1st can often feel perfunctory and even meaningless in the caregiving world. But most of us know that January 1, 2, 3, etc. usually brings the same challenges as the previous week and year or years. Yet although our responsibility may not change, we can. While many fall into the trap of ambitious but unrealistic New Year's resolutions, I usually give up my New Year's resolutions for Lent, caregivers can instead determine to live rather than just survive. Living, however, requires risk. Life is perilous. Despite our culture obstinately working to mitigate all risk, thank the lawyers for that, isolating to avoid disease, injury, rejection, or failure is no way to live, nor is avoiding death the same as living. We learned that during COVID. From gardening to music, anything that involves life, art, and creativity comes with the risk of failure, as do relationships, business ventures, and caregiving. This year, I intend to push myself to learn, try, accomplish, and even fail new things. History teaches that risk and heartache remain unavoidable, but joy is a choice. And Larry McMurtry said, from Lonesome Dove, one of my favorite books, favorite movies, this great character he had in this book, who's an old Texas Ranger named Augustus McCrae, and he said, "It ain't dying I'm talking about, it's living. I doubt it matters where you die, but it matters where you live." This is Peter Rosenberger, and this is an excerpt from my book, A Minute for Caregivers, When Every Day Feels Like Monday, available wherever books are sold. There's more at hopeforthecaregiver.com.